Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. At the Capitol, sparring over a rule on election observers, it's been months in the making by a 24-member advisory committee to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. On Monday, Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules Chair Representative Adam Nyland of Pewaukee was not happy that no lawmakers were involved and said he found that a little bit insulting. Don Millis, a Republican appointee to the commission, told Nyland no slight was intended. Millis and WEC chair asked the committee to approve the rule, which the commission approved on a 5-1 vote in March. The committee can approve, suspend, or modify the rule package. Representative Scott Krug of NACUSA is working on legislation to implement the rule changes, along with penalties for local election officials. The job market in Wisconsin continues to grow. New data from the Department of Workforce Development shows the state added 11,000 more jobs in March. The most growth is in service-providing positions, such as construction and some manufacturing sectors. Unemployment continues to hold steady at about 3.2%, which is below the national average of 4.2%. The labor participation rate in Wisconsin is also higher than the national average. Economists are watching these numbers closely as tariffs put employers in uncertain situations. The Social Security Administration has expressed its full support for President Trump's memorandum preventing illegal aliens from receiving Social Security Act benefits. This memorandum reinforces SSA's commitment to safeguarding taxpayer dollars and ensuring the integrity of the programs it administers. The president's memorandum directs SSA to take several key actions aimed at stopping illegal aliens and other ineligible people from obtaining benefits under the Social Security Act. They include expanding SSA's fraud prosecutor programs, investigating earnings reports of people 100 years old or older with mismatched records, considering reinstatement of SSA's civil monetary penalty program, and reinforcing program integrity measures so that only non-citizens who meet all eligibility requirements can receive benefits. SSA administers three essential programs under the Social Security Act that support the financial well-being of over 70 million individuals. The Old Age and Survivors Insurance Program, established in 1935, provides retirement and survivors benefits, paying over $1.3 trillion in fiscal year 2024 to approximately 59 million beneficiaries monthly. The Disability Insurance Program, established in 1956, offers benefits to disabled workers and their families, issuing about $157 billion in fiscal year 2024 to over 8 million beneficiaries each month. The Supplemental Security Income Program, created in 1972, supports aged, blind, and disabled individuals with limited income, issuing around $56 billion in payments to 7.4 million recipients monthly, with some also receiving old age and survivors insurance or disability insurance benefits. Additionally, the agency supports various national programs administered by other federal and state agencies, including Medicare and Medicaid, among others. A Stoughton man pleads guilty to an OWI homicide charge for a deadly 2023 crash in Iowa County. 55-year-old Thomas Naughton will be sentenced in June. His vehicle crossed the center line of Highway 78 and struck an oncoming car, killing its driver, 69-year-old Gary Grunenfelder of Blanchardville. Authorities say Naughton's blood alcohol count was 0.4, 2.5 hours after a crash, which is more than 5 times the legal limit. It was also Naughton's 6th OWI-related offense. The State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning of possible scams regarding transportation both on the way to and into Green Bay. DATCAP says you should be on the lookout for fake QR codes on parking meters, invalid parking spaces, or fake parking tickets. Green Bay Metro will provide a free bus route from downtown Green Bay to the draft event grounds in the Titletown District. The Brown County Tavern League will also be providing free shuttles to and from participating locations. More info on draft transportation can be found by downloading the NFL One Pass app or visiting greenbay.com. Today is Earth Day. Earth Day has Wisconsin origins. Chelsea Rademacher with the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies at UW-Madison says U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson had the idea in 1969 while flying back from California after witnessing a large oil spill. On that flight, he was reading about college students organizing teach-ins about the Vietnam War and thought the same approach could be taken for the environment. Millions of people took part in the first Earth Day on April 22, 1970. UW-Madison is hosting dozens of Earth Day-related events during EarthFest all this week. Nelson, who died in 2005 at age 89, said the economy is a wholly owned subsidiary of the environment, not the other way around. Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order for the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff in remembrance of Pope Francis, who died Monday at the age of 88. The President of the United States has directed that the flag of the United States be flown at half-staff at all public buildings and grounds in honor of Pope Francis until sunset on the day of his burial. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for public input through April 24th on their updated surface water assessment guidance. According to a press release, the public input will assist water management specialists evaluate water quality across the state through the Wisconsin Consolidated Assessment and Listing Methodology. The methodology is updated every 2 years, and this year's changes include specifications for two PFAS compounds to monitor, condition assessments for reservoirs, and testing for E. coli in waterways. It's Forest Appreciation Week. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources joins communities, organizations, and individuals throughout the state in celebrating trees and forests during Forest Appreciation Week, a time to reflect on the importance of urban and rural forest. The 17 million acres of forest that cover nearly half of Wisconsin and the millions of urban trees provide many benefits, including safeguarding water resources, creating homes and food for wildlife, supporting the forest industry, offering a variety of outdoor recreation opportunities, reducing energy consumption and soil erosion, providing natural beauty for stress relief, supporting human health, providing shade, mitigating impacts of the changing climate by trapping and storing carbon dioxide. And to maintain these many benefits, we need to be good stewards of the forest resources. In 2021, the state of Wisconsin made a tree planting and forest conservation pledge focusing on the stewardship of forest and trees in both rural and urban areas, addressing the equitable distribution of the urban tree canopy, and committing to protecting forest lands from development. In 2024, Governor Tony Evers and the DNR increased the state's Trillion Trees Pledge planting goal from planting 75 million trees by the end of 2030 to planting 100 million trees by the end of 2030. You can participate in the pledge by planting trees and recording them on the Wisconsin Tree Planting Map and by caring for trees in your neighborhood. Students can also make a difference. This year, the DNR donated more than 54,000 tree seedlings to fourth grade classrooms across Wisconsin to celebrate Arbor Day and help students learn about the importance of trees. The DNR also donated more than 500 seedlings to the Badgerland Council of the Girl Scouts of America to distribute at their Arbor Day event. Participants will receive credit toward badges by participating. Additionally, the DNR's reforestation program has supplied Wisconsin landowners with more than 1.6 billion seedlings since 1911. These investments in tree planting and forest stewardship by communities, forest landowners, and residents of all ages are key to ensuring that Wisconsin continues to have healthy and sustainable urban and rural forest that support strong and resilient communities.